The State Transportation Department has received $175 million in economic stimulus funds from Congress. DOT Program Development Director Jeff Otteson says the funds came in Tuesday, the first wave of several hundred million dollars the department expects to receive from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. He says the first $7 million will go toward a new causeway and dock in Gustavus.
That project has actually gone out for advertising for bids and should be under contract within about another 3 or 4 weeks.
Otteson didn't predict how many jobs Gustavus Dock construction might create, but work could begin as soon as April. Gustavus City Council member John Nixon says the community is looking forward to getting started.
The old trestle-style dock has been functionally obsolete and dangerous for years, and we've been very limited as to the amount of freight we can get. In fact, no barges are able to come into it anymore because it's so decrepit. We desperately need this new dock, so we're very excited about it.
Otteson says DOT has a number of other shovel-ready projects waiting for stimulus funds.
There are projects that are literally stretching from every corner of the state, from Nome to north of the Brooks Range to several projects in Southeast and points in between.
The projects must yet be approved by the legislature, and Otteson hopes lawmakers act quickly. According to the Recovery and Reinvestment Act's Use It or Lose It provision, states must use 50% or more of their funds within 120 days. In Alaska's case, the cutoff would be July 1st.
If we don't have that money expended at the 50% level or higher, we will lose anything that's below 50% that was not expended. And we will also not be in position to use money that may come from other states that didn't get their job done. So we're trying to position ourselves to avoid both those outcomes.
A complete list of projects recommended for federal stimulus money is on the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities website. The public is invited to comment via email.